Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Coming up in this bulletin, the number of children homeless in the Northwest is up 45%. Agriculture Minister Charney McConlogue says the government is considering the draft report and effective blocks published last week by the EU Commission and discussed earlier this week at the EU Petitions Committee, which will vote on the report next month. There's fears a child will lose their life on Kildaff Bridge before safety concerns are addressed. And some homes and businesses in Donegal are still without power following storms Isha and Jocelyn. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly, followed by Nuacht with Colm Fersher. First in news, there's been a 45% rise in the number of children homeless in the Northwest. The latest homeless figures reveal a slight rise in the number of families registered as homeless in the Northwest at the end of December. Meanwhile, the number of adults accessing emergency accommodation in Donegal and in the region both fell. Donal Kavanagh has more.
There were 54 homeless adults accessing emergency accommodation in Donegal in the last week of December, down 8 on the November figure. In the northwest, encompassing Donegal, Leitrim and Sligo, the figure was 142, down 2. However, there was an increase in the number of families registered as homeless in the region, with 19 families accessing services at the end of last month, compared to 15 in November. Within those families, there were 48 dependent children registered as homeless in December. That was up 15 on the previous month, a 45% increase. Nationally, 13,318 people were registered as homeless over Christmas, down 196 on the November figure. 3,962 of those were children, down 369.
Agriculture Minister Charney McConlogue says the government is considering the draft report and effective blocks that published last week by the EU Commission and discussed earlier this week at the EU Petitions Committee, which will vote on the report next month. The report makes six recommendations and says it's imperative that the defective block scheme be improved, that red tape is cut and that the concerns of homeowners are addressed. Minister McConlogue was speaking following a Brexit breakfast briefing for the construction sector hosted earlier by the Inishowen Development Partnership. He says as the scheme picks up pace, the priority is to ensure that applications are speedily processed and there are building professionals available to do the work.
This morning's breakfast briefing was important because we need the construction professionals now who are going to do that work. Donegal County Council are getting and have very good systems in place now in relation to being able to pay and do phase payments throughout the build of the scheme and of a house. So over the next number of weeks and months, we hope to see more and more builders engage in the scheme and more houses get started and get finished and more indeed apply for the scheme as well.
In terms of the report published last week by the European Commission, is the government considering those findings? Is the government looking at that report and what's the government's response going to be?
The government's continuing to monitor it as it goes along. Obviously, it has been a massive, massive project to get up and running and to resolve all of the issues that were there with the previous scheme and to make sure all aspects of it are being dealt with. There is other aspects, and in terms of the European report, that'll be fully considered by government too. But at local level, our key focus is in terms of rolling out the new scheme, making sure people get the full aspect of that, making sure that the payments are operating effectively, making sure that the 50 or so houses which are now completed, that they get their payments as well brought up to speed in terms of the much higher rates that are in place now. But overall, progress is being made all the time, Donal, and the most important part of that is actually getting the scheme working really well, making sure as well that we see more and more builders get involved and get houses fixed for people.
There's fears a child will lose their life on Kildaff Bridge in Inishowen before safety concerns are addressed. In recent days, two children had a lucky escape as a motorist narrowly avoided them while crossing the bridge. Councillor Johnny McGuinness says safety issues over the bridge have been repeatedly raised. He's warned that it will be too late to act when there's a fatal collision on the route.
We had a near miss there in recent days. The driver of the vehicle contacted me and they were very upset at the fact that they had met two young kids. They were dressed in dark clothing and it was just at the very last seconds that he was able to take evasive action not to hit them. I'm just fearful that, you know, had another vehicle been coming simultaneously, you know, as he approached those young kids, then, you know, where does that gentleman swerve to miss them? We've been talking about this bridge for many years now, and I just feel like there's a lack of urgency to find a resolution for the safety of the villagers and the tourists that are coming to this beautiful village of Kuldav. I can't emphasize how important it is that people are able to traverse across from footpath coming from the cottages and the housing estates up there down into the village safely. We have room there to put a pedestrian footbridge alongside the bridge on the estuary side of the bridge. And my late father had negotiated with the landowner there who had signed it over to the council's possession before he wound up his business. So there are a lot of groundwork has been done there in relation to the bridge, and I just feel like it needs a little more urgency and the solution needs to be put in place before someone gets hurt seriously.
The UN's top court is ordering Israel to take all measures to prevent genocidal acts in Gaza, but stop short of ordering an immediate halt to operations. It's part of an interim ruling by the International Court of Justice after South Africa's allegation of genocide against Israel. Outlining the court's ruling today, Judge Joan Donoghue also ordered Israel to urgently address the humanitarian issues caused by the war.
The State of Israel shall take immediate and effective measures to ensure the provision of urgently needed basic services and humanitarian assistance to address the adverse conditions of life faced by Palestinians in the Gaza Strip.
Some homes and businesses in Donegal are still without power today following storms Isha and Jocelyn. ESB crews have been working to restore supply in the county, with additional crews from Cork and the UK deployed to assist. It could be 8 o'clock before power is restored to all. The areas still impacted by power outages include Glendies, Ballyshannon, Dunloe, Newton Cunningham and Raphoe. A new pay deal would see public sector workers get at least a 10% rise. Government and union representatives have agreed an increase of 10.25% over 2.5 years. A final decision from unions on whether to accept the deal will be made at the end of March. Those earning less than €50,000 a year are set to benefit from higher percentage increases. Chair of the ICTU's Public Services Committee, Kevin Callanan, says entry-level workers will see hikes of 17%.
Well, it was really important for us to do more for the lower paid, because they're the ones who've been hit hardest by the cost of living crisis. They're the ones who are benefiting least for government taxation measures. So for the very lowest entrance into the public service, it's in the order of 17%. But we have to remember that they're people on really low earnings, so they absolutely deserve that.
The unsustainable pressure on hospitals across the country highlights a negative impact of the ongoing HSE recruitment freeze. That's according to the Irish Medical Organisation, who says despite the HSE being aware of the negative impact the policy is having on patients, staff and services, it's failing to lift the recruitment ban. Hospitals, including Letterkenny University Hospital, have been under significant pressure this week, with SAILTA earlier urging people to consider all care options before presenting at the ED. Dr. Rachel McNamara, chair of the IMO's NCHD committee, says patients continue to suffer in hospitals.
We've been saying it since the start that this recruitment freeze is only serving to drive staff and services in the HSE into the ground. We know that it's bad for patients, bad for doctors, and this draft risk assessment that's come to light also indicates that this is broadly known within the health service as well. So we know that on account of this recruitment freeze, we've doctors working longer hours, unsafe, illegal, unsustainable hours, and as a result, patients can't be getting the quality of care that they deserve.
And in terms of immediate need, what needs to be done by the government and the HSE?
So we have been calling consistently for this recruitment freeze to be lifted. It was said at the end of last year that it would be reviewed at the end of 2023, and we've been seeking urgent meetings with the HSE to clarify when indeed this freeze is going to be lifted and to what extent. Because at the moment we're getting numerous reports in of breaches of European Working Time Directive, of empty posts, leading to enormous pressure on both staff and hospital systems. And we just simply do not have enough doctors in our A&E departments, staffing our clinics, and it's patients at the end of the day who are going to feel the effects.
Almost 9.2 million euro was spent in Donegal last year during film and TV production. 2024 already looks set to be another busy year for the Donegal Film Office. Aidan Doherty, manager of the Donegal Film Office, says efforts are continually being made to build upon the success of previous years. She says their focus is also on retaining talent in Donegal.
What has been happening, I suppose, is that we've kind of been almost sitting in a space where things have been coming to us and we haven't been chasing work down. And in recent times, the ecosystem within the county is growing and developing all the time, and people are returning to the county and saying, you know, we should need to be doing for ourselves, not least in the development of Aerial Studios with the team that are behind the Boffey. And they're pushing into that space, and thankfully that's moving forward at pace. And I suppose really what the intention behind that is that that's exactly what we do, is that we are in a space where we're able to attract and a different type of product, the same types of products, and that we're also able to expand the offering into things like commercials and TV dramas and documentaries that we probably, and in the XR field, that we probably haven't been doing to the extent that we could be. And it's creating that cluster, creating an idea that you would have the opportunity to build something meaningful in this county, and that you'd be able to retain talent, that you'd be able to develop that talent, and that you'd also be able to create jobs. The jobs that are in this space are generally paid about 27% higher income than the average in Ireland. So they're high-end jobs, they're really good quality jobs, and then in turn that, you know, is extended into the local economy where people are living here and being able to spend their money here.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, where the big winter sale is now on. Get 30% of all the official Donegal GAA Peak range. Also great savings on runners and leisure wear, in store and online.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with football. Jurgen Klopp claims there's no chance he will change his mind about leaving Liverpool. He made public his decision today to step down as manager, having informed the board of his decision back in November. He's stepping down because he says he no longer has the energy. The German has been in the role since 2015 and won six major trophies. He hopes to add to that tally over the next few months.
We will be completely in it and we will fight for everything. I'm here with 100% and that's the good news. I just know I cannot do the job in the future, but I can do it very well right now, and that's what I will do.
Klopp's backroom team will also join him in leaving the club, while sporting director Jörg Sumarik will depart after the January transfer window. Liverpool chief executive Billy Hogan says no time frame has been placed on appointing Klopp's successor.
I wouldn't want to set an expectation, number one, because this is a process that we need to go through. As I said, it's a process that we have gone through in the past. The way we operate as a football club is to ensure that we've looked at all the information, all the data. We've done our proper due diligence, and then we'll make a decision and we'll have an announcement at that time.
The clash of Tottenham and Manchester City is the pick of tonight's four fixtures in round four of the FA Cup. There's an 8 o'clock start in North London, while the balance of tonight's games, they kick off at 7:30. Bristol City are hoping to claim back-to-back Premier League scalps as Nottingham Forest visit to Aston Gate, Chelsea to go on Aston Villa, and there's an all-championship clash of Sheffield Wednesday and Coventry. Closer to home, there's a pre-season friendly at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium this evening, with Derry City hosting North West neighbours Finn Harps at 7:30. In the Irish League, two of the top three are in action. Larne, who can close to within a point of leaders Linfield, are at home to Newry City, and third place Cliftonville go to Carrick Rangers. There's also one game listed for this evening in the Donegal Junior League Saturday Division 2. Swilly Rovers are facing Milford United tonight. Well, one of the highlights of the sporting calendar is on this evening. The 48th edition of the Donegal Sports Star Awards is taking place at the Mount Errigal Hotel in Letterkenny. A full house for the event once again, with close to 600 guests in attendance. Those who are going tonight are asked to be at the hotel for 6:30 sharp, with the first of the presentations getting up and running at 7. The Donegal Motor Club has paid tribute to Austin Fraser, who passed away on Thursday. The Fermanagh man was clerk of the course in the early days of the Donegal International Rally and would go on to win the event in 1977 with Billy Coleman, and 10 years later in 1987 with the great Bertie Fisher. The motor club said Austin was instrumental in putting the Donegal Rally on the map as one of the best events in Europe right from the start. As clerk of the course, he set standards that others had to follow. Austin's funeral service will take place in Enniskillen on Sunday afternoon. In Gaelic games this weekend sees the start of the Alliance National Football League. Derry travelled to Tralee for a tough first game against Kerry in Division 1 tomorrow, with the other divisional game there being Dublin and Monaghan. Then on Sunday, Donegal host Cork at McCool Park in Ballybuffet in their Division 2 opener, and that's a game that will feature here live on Highland Sunday Sport. Former Donegal star Eamon McGee knows that manager Jim McGuinness will be hoping to continue Donegal's good home record, especially in Ballybuffet.
I think that's something that's really, really important, that teams fear coming to Ballybuffet. And it's something that we should be, any game that we should be going out to, go all out to win it. And I think Donegal will have enough about them to do that on Sunday.
That's Eamon McGee, who was speaking on the Score programme last night. That interview in full is available now on our website. And also on Sunday in Division 1, Tyrone are playing at home at Hayley Park in Omagh against Roscommon, and we'll have coverage from those three games, of course, involving the North West sides. And the Donegal Ladies have a fixture on Sunday as well. After their opening day one over Laois, they take on Kildare at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny, and there is an earlier start to that one. Gets up and running at 12 noon. In rugby, Ireland defence coach Simon Easterby has issued a clean bill of health for the squad ahead of next week's Six Nations opener with France. Fears over Peter O'Mahony's fitness have been dispelled, with the entire panel training today in the Algarve. Ireland open their Six Nations campaign in Marseille next Friday night. Ulster head coach Dan McFarland has backed Angus Curtis to make a success of his post-playing career. The Ulster back has been forced to retire at just the age of 25 due to medical advice. Curtis suffered two concussions earlier this season. Shane Lowry is a 5:30 tee off on the penultimate day of the Farmers Insurance Open in golf. The County Offaly player will resume at Torrey Pines at 5 under. Germany's Stefan Jager remains the man to catch. He's out in front on 12 under. A second round 68 leaves Tom McKibben on 7 under par at the halfway stage of the Ras Al Khaimah Championship in the United Arab Emirates. Padraig Harrington is a shot worse off on 6 under. The joint leaders there are Nikolai Højgaard and Manuel Evara, both on 14 under. And Leona Maguire is 2 over par with 4 to play over second round at the Drive On Championship. Stephanie Meadow tees off from 1 under in the next few moments. Lydico is the league course leader there at 7 under par. In tennis, Daniil Medvedev came from 2 sets down to book his 3rd Australian Open final appearance. The Russian defeated Alexander Zverev in 5 sets to set up a Sunday morning date with Jannik Sinner. For his part, the 4th seed ended the challenge of reigning champion Novak Djokovic over 4 sets. And finally, just back to football and a school's results from today. The John Murphy Senior B National Cup semi-final for under-19 small schools. There was defeat for College Jalef Letterkenny as they unfortunately lost out in that semi-final to Glenamaddy Community School, going down by 2-0. And that's your sport for today. We'll have more tomorrow afternoon with Chris Ashmore.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, Donegal County Council is being asked to set up a working group to formulate policy on casual trading in Donegal and the erection of flags, bunting and banners from poles. On the casual trading issue, Councillor Nicholas Crossan says there are bylaws in place in Buncrana, Letterkenny and Bundoran, but not in other areas of the county. The flags and bunting issue was raised towards the end of last year with lengthy discussions on the flying of Palestinian flags, and it was then that it emerged that there isn't a clear policy. Councillor Crossan says there must be a way to regulate what is hung on public poles and property.
Garda Síochána has no policy, Donegal County Council has no policy, and to quote a phrase from a business person in Buncrana, "So you mean I can hang whatever I want from a pole?" And I says, more or less, yeah.
There's delays in repairing streetlights in Donegal as a result of the recent storms and power outages. Donegal County Council has acknowledged that some parts of the county are particularly dark after 4:30 p.m. due to a significant number of lights out in one area. The SB has issued a safety notice prohibiting any activity on its network. The council says it will, along with its contractor, endeavour to expedite repairs once the restrictions are lifted. For weather now, staying mostly dry for the rest of the day with just isolated showers. Lowest temperatures tonight of 48 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. There's been a 45% rise in the number of children homeless in the northwest. The latest homeless figures reveal a slight rise in the number of families registered as homeless in the region at the end of December. Agriculture Minister Charlie McConlough says the government is considering the draft report on defective blocks published last week by the EU Commission and discussed earlier this week at the EU Petitions Committee, which will vote on the report next month. The report makes six recommendations and says it's imperative that the defective block scheme be improved, that red tape is cut and that the concerns of homeowners are addressed. There's fears a child will lose their life on Kildaff Bridge in Inishowen before safety concerns are addressed. In recent times, two children had a lucky escape as a motorist narrowly avoided them while crossing the bridge. And almost €9.2 million was spent in Donegal last year during film and TV production. 2024 already looks set to be another busy year for the Donegal Film Office. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Newt with Colm Ferriter, and we'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Jamer Natasha of Colm Ferriter and Shaw. Car Foran Glor Nigel, Tuslik Ham Kurch, Moor Hempel Nachira, Kun Maltarak de Yenever, Rupi Augustar Hoshti Gilige, Erna Malav, Le Chakter Wuchery, Comortish Nashun to Glor Nigel Fihe Fias 3, Tashang Rupa August Trohas and Omert, the Rushina Iremshi Maran Oige, Egehus, and Stach August Gno, Emakti August Jashina Lora, August and Geltert. Bronfer Nadushin a Illigig Oakhead Specialta Aves or Shul and Mila Monyahan Egtusmi Abrin Shaw Hoggin. Ta Emakti the Hujin Lienra Lechikenin Egchartin Yes Ta Rangana Rinka Egtosha Jadoni Shah Ortalagus Fidami Anner La Rinka Krakogus Akliak the Shiley Engelskull Aunan and Lechikenin August a club lower and ear huskirch be marin nicken omara. Eg lord fwin lower khalil jamart shahogin trohodula de mianer. Eg an ear smilan and khondi and bohar ard and let you ken and come out. Tell you all this egan save lienre lc bunk ie. Togun a corlia kahar gera August canter and traha wine. Kuru da auranihe le gelig irathis a kurischa. Leve Mark Hodge de Clar, Shakten de Gilligate, Nakorlia, Avesser Shul, and me, Martha, Leform Irathus Oil, Biggie Ijangwa, La Hoffige, Gilligate, Aaron Hamilton, Akorlia Kahargara, August Cantor, and Traha Wine, August S. A. and Darna Lad, and me, Fiora, and Sprick Data, Lahai Irathish, August Raktalhart, and Ela Imbolic, Eg Culturland, E. Cannon, August Eg Onaj Ella, E. Gahargara, Tosher Jadoni at Ortolas V. Homoi, Gaholus, Exceive, Nefela, August Egg Calterlan, E. Canon Homoi. Chin Mahudge, Eli Gullier, Slan August Bannock.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 26th of January. The death has occurred of Patsy Margie, Drum the Ho, Letter Kenny, formerly of Ballyshannon. The house is private, please. Funeral Mass in St. Eunan's Cathedral at 12 noon on Sunday, which can be viewed live on churchservices.tv, followed by interment in the family plot in Cornwall Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Rita Kelly, née McAteer, 15 Glen Road, Strabane, reposing at her home from 3 o'clock tomorrow. Funeral from there on Monday afternoon at 1:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane at 2 o'clock, followed by interment in Sacred Heart Cemetery, Derry Road. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on mcnmedia.tv. The death has taken place of Peggy Kelly, née Sweeney, 3 Garden Avenue, Strabane, formerly of Ballybuffet, reposing at her home from 12 noon tomorrow. Funeral from there on Monday afternoon at 12:20 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 1 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed at melmountparish.com. The death has taken place of Lee Mitchell, 43 Windmill View, Letterkenny. Lee's remains will repose at his late residence tomorrow from 12 noon until 10 p.m. and on Sunday from 12 noon until 10 p.m. with rosary both nights at 9. Funeral from there on Monday morning at 10:15, going to St. Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Interment afterwards in Newleck Cemetery. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Letterkenny Men's Shed, St. Connell's, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Michael Kelly, Ballymaleel, Letterkenny, reposing at his home this evening from 6 and tomorrow from 2, rosary both evenings at 9. Funeral Mass on Sunday morning in the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Letterkenny, at 11:30, with burial afterwards in Conwall Cemetery. The funeral Mass can be viewed on the Church of the Irish Martyrs YouTube channel. The death has taken place of Margaret Doherty, Naoi Farran, St Jude's, Gulladuff, Moville. Margaret's remains are en route to her home. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Funeral Mass for Margaret will take place on Sunday morning at 10 in St Pius X Church, Moville, followed by burial in Ballybrack Cemetery. Margaret's funeral Mass can be viewed live on movilleparish.com. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Nazareth House Fawn Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Ernie Bell, Galdena, Manor Cunningham. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral service at his home tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock, followed by burial in Rye Presbyterian Church graveyard. The house is private, please. Family flowers only. The death has taken place in Kirkcaldy, Fife, Scotland, of Elizabeth Lily McCrabb, née Hamilton, formerly of Pluck Manor, Cunningham. Her remains will arrive at Larne Harbour tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, arriving at Revo Presbyterian Church at approximately 1:45 to repose overnight. Funeral service there on Sunday afternoon at 2:30, followed by burial in the family plot in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Revo Presbyterian Church, care of Terence McClintock, funeral director. The death has taken place of Lila Crossan, née McGavigan, late of Millmount Villas and Ballycommon Estate, Strabane, formerly of Lifford, reposing at her daughter Dorina Cassidy's home, 80 Ballycommon Estate. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 11:45 for Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount, at 12:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. And the death has taken place of Kathleen Doherty, née Barron, 126 Racecourse Road, Ballyarnet. Her remains will repose at her home until 10 o'clock tonight. Funeral from there tomorrow at 12 noon for Requiem Mass at 12:30 in St Bridget's Church, Carn Hill. Interment afterwards in the city cemetery. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.